We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
Are you one of those people that actually like money, like me, huh? Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right up your alley. With the money you save by switching to Mint Mobile, you can go do other things. Like if you want to go get some fast food or buy your girl something, anything. You have money left over now compared to those big wireless companies that are going to take a chunk out of your wallet. So stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that, all right? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your phone and number. Activate with eSIM in minutes, all right? And start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassles. So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I'm telling y'all, I use this, all right? And I love it, and it's saving me so much money, so you should too. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan option available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I don't like how professional that shit is at all. I don't like it.
It's really nice.
No, I don't like this shit at all.
I was pissed that I had to re-download the app. I'm like, what?
Zoom?
What, Zoom?
What is the meaning? Yeah, like, what is the meaning of this? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not even on. I'm using the browser versus the app.
You're not finna be flexing on me, nigga.
Okay.
Like going for Father of the Year, man. Y'all saw he flew out of town to go surprise his daughter.
Oh, that's lit.
Probate.
Yeah.
And the show, Father of the Year, man.
Hey. Nigga, I, you know, when you editing a clip, you start crying again. I was like, that shit hit hard.
Oh,
this is one right here. What? She pledged.
Yeah, she pledged. It's not one of the Divine Nine. It's a.
Is it a band sorority?
No. Stop. It's Gamma Sigma. Gamma Sigma Sigma.
Threw him in the hot seat when he was like, so what's your plan?
Gamma Sigma Sigma.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
No.
They started this year. It's the first.
No. He flew across the country and didn't pay attention?
Right. No, are you serious? They started this year?
No, I'm joking. The sorority started this year? This the beta?
No. I'm joking. Gamma Sigma Sigma. The funny ass shit is, you know, me being as a father, I was telling her, I was like, you know what? I'm proud that you didn't just do the whole bandwagon thing and just do the whole Divine Nine and tried like, yeah, I want to be a part of this community. I'm glad you did something else. Like, I take chances. I like to do stuff like this. She's like, I definitely applied to a couple.
Damn.
Oh, yeah,
she said, this is where they accepted me at, Dad.
I definitely did.
So what does that mean if you outside the Divine Nine?
It's just like
I don't know anything about this.
I didn't either. It's just like it's just different communities. Like this is like she's a part of her community. Like she wants to do like psychology and like laws, and this fraternity is big on that, like changing like laws and stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm glad you're doing that.
The divine, basically, the Divine Nine is the fraternities and sororities that people really respect. Just keeping it funky.
They're popping ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that black people really respect.
Yeah,
it's like the NBA and then like the G League, you know. Then it's like the Mississippi Monarchs.
Right.
It's like Mississippi Monarchs. If you were one of the popular white ones, though, you wouldn't even know.
It'd yeah, like, you know, we don't know them. But they're not a part of the Divine Nine, though.
Yeah, Theta Mu. All the Divine Nine are shit. If you are Iota, I don't even know. You might as well be.
Yeah. They might cut that. They should do the Great Eight. The Great Eight, because nobody respect Iota.
Iota is definitely like, it's like, it's not Power Five football. You know what I mean? It's like.
Hey, I remember my homeboy was an Iota, and he invited me to one of the probates, and I went to support him and stuff like that. And he was like, yeah, man, see? He's like, we're the youngest, but we got the most potential. Like, if we had a person like you join, you know what I'm saying? I was like, it's not going to happen, my boy.
Hey, we got the most potential is crazy. Haven't these niggas been around 100 years?
Right. Yeah. Hey, listen, let me tell you. This was like, I had just started comedy. Y'all know T. Ray Sanders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he at Kappa. So we doing this show at Wright State University. And he do the whole Divine Nine joint. And he start roasting the Iotas. And he like, nigga, y'all founder still alive. Okay? Two of them walk on stage like they about to fight him.
Yes.
I'm like, bro, I just met you. Okay? Yeah. So I don't feel any obligation to help. These dudes told you to chill out. You want to keep going? I'm like, that's on you, gang.
Damn.
Yeah. Because give or take, they denomination, they take that shit seriously. It
100%.
Was, so the first time I did a tour, like basically just driving the country, tour Jace, but I basically just called all the comics I met from the competition and drove the country doing comedy. So the next year, I do it with Nate. And Nate was like, yeah, I wouldn't do that shit that way. So he organized it, put all his specifics on it. But one of the things that would always happen is we would be going to a city and be trying to figure it out. And then they would call. And I don't know what them conversations was, but we'd have somewhere to stay. That nigga call, man, give me a second. I'm going to call digga. I said, all right. He wouldn't even know these people. We'd show up. Middle of the night, yeah, man, my wife made y'all some food, bro. Huh, bro, you take the couch, Nate, you know, wolf, you take a bed. Never met this nigga before in his life, but just on some cute shit, they just let us stay there. That's sometimes dope. I be on the floor because I'm not pledged, but you know what I'm saying? But shit, we didn't have to pay for a room that night.
You know what's crazy is that...
That happened like all the time.
Really?
When I was in college, I used to, you know, every fraternity and sorority has their stereotypes, right? Kappas are known as the playboys, swab niggas and all of that. Alphas are more like polished, professional, and the Qs was the wild niggas, right? Like, right. Them niggas be fucking while they strolling type shit, right? It's a stereotype that they get. The Qs are party gals. They're the party. Well, you get the party started.
I heard about that.
Their shirts off and, you know, doing all the tongue licking action and all that. But here's the thing, though. When I got older, I know so many professional Qs, like doctors, dentists, lawyers. Like, they party, but they got that fucking work done. Gotcha. And they did something with those degrees, man. Yeah, so,
you gotta keep your Qs. Q a certain level to what's name it. The way my sister's a Delta, and the way she explained it to me, she said, Qs you wanna fuck, Kappas you wanna be seen with, Sigmas you wanna be friends with, and Alphas you wanna marry. And I was like,
damn. I've heard the women version of that from
that is a woman's version.
I mean,
you're the other way around.
Yeah.
What did you hear, Pat? Which one you hear?
I don't know enough about the organizations to know, but I just know that there was like it was like marry, fuck, girlfriend.
Hey, mm-hmm. Pat said,
Pat didn't want no smoke. He's like, hey, I don't.
Pat said, no, I already lost my page. All right, don't send nobody else to me.
You know, I genuinely crazy? Don't I remember which ones it. They are.
I don't know if I fucked a SG Roll before, and to collect all the Infinity Stones.
Hey,
that's crazy.
I've definitely knocked out Zetas, Deltas, and AKAs. I have to fuck a SG Roll.
But you know what, though? Regionally, depending on where you are, mm-hmm. The SG Rolls be cracking. You know SG what I mean? Sometimes it's not always like Delta, AKA. You go to this school, you be like, these cats run the yard? You be like,
Oh, that's
you know what's crazy is I remember certain places treating the SD Rose almost like iotas. And then everybody just kind of focused their attention on iotas. And the SD Rose was like, whoo.
Yeah.
Wait, so I have a question. The ones that are outside of the Divine Nine, like the off-Broadway ones, do they take
it? Nigga, hold up, bro. Hold up.
That's how y'all described it.
The Team Jordans?
That's how y'all described it, not me. I don't know anything about this. Do they like be getting in fights and like banging on? Do they take it as serious as the Divine Nine ones, or do all of them?
It just depends on who's in and how much they're pledging. Because there's like if you go to some of the step shows, I remember there was like a controversy, a Jace, where the Divine Nine would kind of be dominating the step shows. And now if you go, it's everybody. It'd be like an all Mexican thing. And it's like the you know, El Taco Tacos or whatever, and they'll be in there. And
that's crazy. Yeah, that was just racist.
You niggas is out of pocket. This nigga said off Broadway.
Yeah, off Broadway.
It's an El Taco Taco. That's crazy. That's not even. That was just racist.
Yo, basically, you like actually gonna be crazy. Comments actually gonna be crazy. Cause you don't get at least everybody from the Divine Nine going crazy in the comment section. The fuck y'all talking about?
Right.
I'm so you gonna say anything.
You gonna call Art the Mexican Jordans of the joint?
Hey, nigga, y'all gonna have iotas standing outside of y'all doors with them gold shovels.
Hey man, I respect everything. Hey,
they have gold shovels.
If they Team Jordans,
that's
I'm
cool as hell.
Nothing on, baby.
Why do they have gold shovels?
Every fraternity has like some tool or something that they have. The Kappas have the cane.
I've seen that.
The iotas have the that shovel. It's like a look. It looks similar to like a camping shovel. It's like a small one.
That's cool as hell. Why?
The Qs have, what are the Qs?
They gold like boots. Like shield.
I think the gold like chains shield, and the gold right? boots.
Okay.
Yeah. Gold and boots. The alphas.
They got missing side teeth.
That's crazy.
Hey, Amex. They got American Express cards. That's what the.
Hey, Martin Luther King was the alpha, man.
For real?
Oh no, you go down that Rolodex of who's who, you'd be like, oh shit.
That makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
You got big people in all of them. You got big people in all of them.
Yeah, I've never seen anything but the Canes. That's
all right. Hey, let's ask this: what would Harriet Tubman would have been?
Come on, man.
Delta.
Delta. That's Delta. Delta's the first thing I thought of.
Delta's about that business, bro. Delta's about that business. But I think when it come down to like scrapping, I think a Zeta would scrap faster than a Delta.
She might be a Q.
All the Zetas I know got hands.
I agree.
Yeah.
All the
free Deltas. Deltas, they'll get in your face. They'll get loud with you. They handle their business. Zetas will jump you.
Yeah. They'll jump you. Mm-hmm.
I want to see Harriet Tubman leading the stroll. That'd be fire.
Free by free. That's what we want to be. Free by free.
free by
the morning. Free by the morning. That's what we want to be.
Hey, shout out to Ron Taylor, man. This nigga did a joke so funny. I had never seen him do his slave joke.
That's so good.
This nigga, man, I don't want to ruin it because he might do it on Netflix as a joke.
He's on Netflix,
Yeah. But man, when I tell you that joke is one of the funniest jokes I had ever seen, bro.
Like, he's on that show, right?
Yeah, Funny AF.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah. And we just auditioned again for Comic View because they're bringing that back. And he did the joke there. And I was like, nigga, well, if they only was picking a one, that nigga got it.
Yeah. Wait, who is this?
Ron Taylor.
All right. You know.
Oh, shit. You showed your expression.
Ron T with the front.
Bro. Hey, come with you.
We're live, nigga. You. What everybody say?
I don't give a fuck. Fuck these niggas. It's lit. Hey, come with you. You don't need to see if Ron Taylor, he doesn't need to audition. Just put him on the show, you guys. God, stop doing it. Stop.
That I read that.
Y'all get it. If you think that the dude that's it, the let me tell you something. When that Netflix is a joke, Funny AF went up, I mentally said in my head, okay, Osama, Ron Taylor, like you kind of pick off who the top caliber comics are. And if y'all don't know that, y'all still got to audition people. You're pissing me off.
Yeah.
Just say what I said. Okay. Put Ron Taylor on the show. Put Ron G on the show. Put Tahir on the show. Y'all know who the funny niggas is. Put
they'll Mark see on the if, show. They'll yeah. see eventually.
Put BT eventually. On the show.
Oh, I don't get auditions for this.
You're a liar.
I'm dead ass.
I can see that.
I seen your face.
This kind of shit,
and also, people are not good with showcase. People are not good with auditions, man. You got to just catch people.
Wait, you meant that you don't have to audition. You just get.
No, I'm telling you that I do not get opportunities to audition for stuff.
Like oh,
because
no,
you got what? Commercials in the bag.
Telling you, bro. this been happening since the ruckus.
Do you have a management, BT?
Yes.
Okay, and they haven't hit you up about any of these? We'll talk offline. We'll talk offline.
BT is working, man. BT is working.
We'll still talk about it. It don't matter. He got more than 95
commercials. He got like 95 commercials.
Are we talking the real story? I want to know what the real is.
Yes.
Let's go.
The interview is coming out at a time where I shot something... Man, Nate is self-producing the Super Funny Comedy Jam. And yeah. I've seen some of the people that were attached to that not be on these showcases. So I don't know if they're trying to do a divide and conquer thing too, but the people that went up for that, I haven't seen be doing this thing. And I've seen that happen before. So I don't know what one had, but it's not for everybody because I know some people that's doing it that ain't got nothing. I don't know what their logic is. I'll be honest with you. And this microphone don't work. I just put it here because Dion made me feel bad.
This is the perfect place for us to jump right into the first topic of the day before we go and shout out our special guest. We got BT Kingsley back in the house. Dion Lack. And for the first time, we got Mr. Mark Gregory back in the building for the first time. OG Squad, Patrick Cloud, and me, I'm to hear more. We're going to jump to the first topic right after this.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, all right? A reminder that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through alone. I know it's tough, but you're not alone in this. Life is a journey. Some days feel good, others feel overwhelming. Whatever's keeping you up at night, it's easy to feel like you have to figure it out all on your own, okay? But the truth is, no one has all the answers, and no journey should be alone. Having someone with you to listen, to understand, and to support you can make all of the difference. Understand this. No one has all the answers alone, okay? And therapy can be a place to gain unbiased support. So once again, Mental Health Month is this May, all right? It is an opportunity to check in with yourself and understand where you are right now. If you've been feeling overwhelmed, stuck, anxious, or unsure, acknowledge that, all right? Your feelings are more common than what you think. You don't have to navigate that alone. And check this out. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews, you don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support, have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/squad, all right? That's betterhelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD.
First topic of the day, we have, which is better, churches versus Popeyes?
Oh, my God.
Who did this? Who did this?
Calm down, man. Come on down now.
Who created this?
If you chose churches,
you need to go to church and get saved because
okay, randomly. You just color switch while talking. Yeah.
Just the devil on me right here. I don't know why this is embarrassing right now. Let me turn this shit off.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Dion Lack.
Yeah. All right. It's short
circuit. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, you in the middle make it Kwanzaa.
Hold on. Here's the thing. When it comes to recipes, Popeyes is unmatched, right? That classic
fries
is amazing.
Too.
Fries are fire too. Now here's the thing though. Church has been holding the hood down way longer than Popeyes, number
exclusively.
One. And biscuits are way better. All right. Mashed potatoes way better. And they got the peppers with it. And they got the jalapeno poppers. And they desserts are better than...
Who cares about the mashed potatoes at these places?
But they don't...
Hands, baby.
But Popeye's got that wholesome auntie, though. You know what I mean? Like, in every commercial. Churches don't have an auntie, though.
You don't have a mascot.
I could do without the
auntie. That's how good the food is. If you got to have a mascot, that means you got to shut the job a little bit to get people... Yeah. Hey, come on in and try our chicken.
I could do without
this. Churches is like, nigga, we open.
There's a rumor that she don't even talk like that.
I guarantee you don't.
I'm not convinced that Popeye's chicken is better than Church's.
Really?
Talk about it, BT. Talk about it, baby.
I think people love Popeye's because I don't remember if they were first, but I remember their spicy at one point in time was what it reigned supreme.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I'm just thinking per bite. It really, really give or take the location. Because better than some.
Don't do that. We can go. We have to go best location versus best. We can't just talk
about
that.
Yeah, because
Popeye's has crossed over, though. Churches are still doing urban rooms. Popeye's is mainstream.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little chicken
circuit. Popeye's is doing theaters.
I think Popeye's crossed over in a bad way, though. I think they got a little watered down now.
Popeye's in the suburbs.
Let me tell you what I remember like the back of my hand. When that Popeye's chicken came out, let me tell you something. It was fantastic. The only place that had it in L.A. was by that Kmart Burbank. It was like that was the only one that you could get it from. I went and I take a sandwich. I say, this is good. Give me a spicy and a regular. And it was like, you know, it's the same sandwich. I was like, what? Then I realized the only thing that people loved about the sandwich is mayonnaise, because niggas ain't never had mayonnaise. Because in reality, that's all that was on the sandwich.
What do you mean regular and spicy was the same?
It's the same exact thing. The only difference was the regular had regular mayonnaise and the other one had like a spicy mayo.
That's not true.
1,000% of the truth.
The breading was different. It was red.
Nope. Same bread, same all this stuff. It was literally just what's saying. So then I go back.
I don't think that's true.
Well, Pat, you a vegetarian, so the
I'm not.
You look like a vegetarian.
I just have dreads. Why does everybody think that?
It does go with the starter kit, though.
But bro, when they came back, remember they had that downshift where they didn't have the chicken sandwich no more, and they came back, bro, that shit is so terrible. And I feel like they changed all the chicken in the building, because now Popeye's is not good like that.
It downgraded, but it's still better than Church's. Church's ain't even better than KFC.
It got more chicken skin on the Church's chicken than the actual meat. It's more.
Super
thick thick ass chicken skin, and there's a little bit of meat in there.
So both sandwiches feature the same fried chicken breast, pickles, and brioche bun. The only difference is the sauce. The regular uses traditional mayonnaise, while the spicy uses flavorful sauce.
Y'all think I don't know about chicken? It's me.
You don't know about
that? It's El Taco Man, nigga. I know niggas
it's
like
just
chicken, bro.
Mayonnaise on the sandwich or mayonnaise mixed into the breading?
Mayonnaise on the sandwich, and then the spicy has a spicy Cajun sauce. That's the only difference.
Yeah, it's the same exact chicken breast.
What about the strips? Those are the same too?
I think the strips, they use the same seasoning that the spicy will use if you want, because they ask you, do you want original or spicy? And they don't
do a real taste test about this.
Those are different.
We should do a blind taste test to hear. Me and you, we should get like 60 pieces of chicken.
There's only two flavors. Why would y'all need 30 each?
Because we gotta do a control.
I need all
we gotta have three pieces a piece of each piece. So three legs, three thighs, three breasts, three wings.
We gotta do a placebo.
And get all crackheads. They like, I ain't got something no dick, do I? So I'm just eating the chicken. That's it. All right. I ain't got nothing strange. All right.
Yeah.
That's at the end of it, the chicken was cool, but where's the crack? That's what I'm here for.
Nigga said 60 right. pieces of chicken.
What is the mascot? What is the lead singer at Church of Chicken?
Jesus Christ.
What the Kalina, lead singer. Man. Like, because we know the chicken sandwich is what people go to. Burger King, Whoppers, you know, Big Mac.
Oh, McDonald's. You mean item.
What is the icon?
We had dinner rolls at churches. What am I thinking of?
Nigga, churches. Nigga.
That is
churches
wild.
Had dinner they rolls. Got a two-piece and a biscuit for $1.99 on Tuesday. Yeah,
I think churches is the deals. You know you get the deal. That's it.
And that jalapeno.
But yeah. Deals never comes with good food, like Little Caesars. People do that out of desperation. Not
Little
paying.
Caesars is all right.
First of all, you're right. Okay, you are right. But here's the thing. When you hungry and you starving, if you don't have to wait for it, that's a good deal. Hot and ready changed the game because you ain't got to wait for it.
Hey, but it's never hot and ready now. Bad.
But it's not quality, though. Quality always comes with a higher price tag. It even with ramen.
Pat, you're kind of making it hard for us to believe you're not a vegan at this point.
But you guys are talking about how churches are just cheaper. Like,
no, maybe. I get it, but you got all the vegan talking points, though. You like,
I just did some like, shit. Oh, hell this man. Past weekend, yeah. I was out with my folks. We had a good time. I was like, yo, I'm hungry. Mind you, it's like 2:30, almost 3 in the morning. I was like, hey man, take me to 7-Eleven, bro. He's like, no, man, you're doing so good.
Not the relapse.
He said, you're doing so good. I said, I ain't gonna get no hot dogs.
Yeah.
I went in and got the pizza, though. I ain't gonna hold you. I got that pizza real quick, that pepperoni pizza, and it held me down. I paid for it the rest of the weekend. This is how lit I was, though. I went in with my drink. My own boy's driving. Went in with my drink, sat it down, waiting for the pizza to left the drink on the counter. Went back the next day. Like, did y'all find a drink?
You wanted it still? Y'all still got it?
Oh, let me tell you something. When you miss something, I can't.
Why do you have this on your head? Stop. Why
do
you
have that doing? Bro, it the quality work, didn't man. Change. You sound the same.
I don't like it.
It don't stop. Work.
Anyway. So look, I got stuff too.
It's a weak headset too.
It has to be.
No, look, so. Man. If
we can't see it,
what's it's blurred. Everything is blurred. What?
This nigga.
It's not a flex.
So here, got you.
That shoe what sucks.
You trying to flex? They blurred it out. It's inappropriate. That's why it's blurred out. It's inappropriate.
Look,
whose shoes are those?
They're rare.
Them the Lisa Franks. What was that artist? the Trapper Keepers.
Hey, when I tell you that Canes on Lancashire, oh, they're gonna have to see me.
What?
Oh, them boys owe me. They owe me a smooth 15. And boy, when I tell you, I sat in that line for 18. They ran my credit card, and then they said it didn't go through. It was trying to run it again. I was like, but it says it's pending on my account, and they didn't give me the food. And I argued with them for 15 minutes, about 30 minutes about this food. And they was like, yeah, it's not going to go through. We promise. And it went through. Ooh, whoever won games, I'm finna be up because I'm finna raise hell. And I'm going to wait about 2 weeks.
Raising hell and raising Canes, huh?
Oh, my gosh. man, churches is, I think, underrated.
Where does Raising Cane's rank with churches and Popeyes to y'all?
It don't compete. Oh, only thing that makes Raising Cane's a business
is
they sauce.
Raising Cane's is amazing.
Nah, it's just the sauce, man. The sauce is saving
the sauce.
But the chicken is real too, though.
But Cane's is like
so real.
Cane's like went to parochial school, though. You know what I mean? Like you don't have no struggle.
What's that?
I'll fix it when I get to the house.
Oh shit.
Talk to me when we talk about Bojangles or Chick-fil-A. Talk to me when we talk about that, yo.
You think Chick-fil-A tenders are better than Cane's? They not. It's the sauce. It's the same. It's the sauce everywhere, baby. It's always.
I think I would go with Chick-fil-A's tenders over Raising Cane's.
If you have Chick-fil-A sauce with Raising Cane's tenders, I promise you your life will change.
Hey, they mostly have it in the South, though, but have y'all had Zaxby's?
I've had Zaxby's.
Yeah. Yeah,
Zaxby's crack.
I fuck with Zaxby's and I fuck with.
I think I have had that.
Bojangles.
Bojangles is.
Yeah.
I've never had Bojangles.
Those blueberry biscuits at Bojangles with the icing. Woo!
They breakfast is lit, but
yeah,
different, bro. It's different.
People just used to Raising Cane's. That's all that is. But you take a Raising Cane's sauce and a barbecue sauce and a red sauce and pap, pap, pap that bitch.
Bro, I seen this dude get the Flying Dutchman from In-N-Out. Yeah, so he got the patties with the onions. They cook the patties with the onions. That's like the burger. Then he went to Raising Cane's and got the bread and put the Raising Cane's sauce on the burger in between the two pieces of bread.
That's crazy.
I swiped before he bit into it. I didn't want to see that man have that much joy. I swiped. As soon as that nigga did this, nope, nigga, you ain't gonna make me more jealous, nigga.
I'm with that level of Big Bakery, dog.
Hell yeah. Listen, ever want to fuck up the game for real? This is what you do. Go get a Mexican. Actually, no, get the Mexican pizza last. Go order your pizza from Pizza Hut or Domino's, right? And then go get a Mexican pizza.
This is already crazy.
And then put that Mexican pizza on top of that regular pizza right there and have the bite with it.
Damn.
That's how you achieve world peace right there. You gotta blend.
Wait, wouldn't the full Mexican pizza just fit on one slice or something?
No, so you have them cut it into fours like they normally do. So the whole slice of pizza ain't gonna be filled with the Mexican pizza. So you're only gonna get like four slices, and it won't be full, but you'll get four slices with the Mexican pizza. It's gonna change your life. I know Big Backism. You niggas ain't fucking with me when it comes to the Big Backism, baby.
I've never crossed restaurants before.
That's because you a vegan, bro. You ain't never
been to Pat, yo, if you take the Burger King salad and the McDonald's salad,
you gotta shake it up.
Like two instances before you start eating it, and you take your first
you get the iced tea from Chick-fil-A, but then the ice from Chick-fil-A.
I've just never
put it to a vote, man. Popeyes versus churches. What y'all going with?
Popeyes.
Or churches, man.
That's crazy.
I'm going churches. I need to go test it again. But if I remember, Popeyes really let me down last bite. So, yeah.
Hey, man, churches be more juicy, but Popeyes has it on this one. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Look, the future of erectile function is here. Blue Chew Gold is changing the way millions of men are having sex in 2026. The new arousal-boosting formula combines passion and performance into a tablet that dissolves under your tongue for super fast onset. No more waiting for a pill to kick in. No more moments ruined by performance anxiety. Just the results you want, when you want them. Most ED meds only focus on blood flow, but Blue Chew Go goes further by combining two ingredients for blood flow with two for mental arousal and connection. So you're not just physically ready, you are actually in the mood. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile function. The process is simple and all online. Get started today at BlueChew.com and go for gold, all right? Ladies, you know if your man is listening, send your man the link and make him a trophy husband today with Blue Chew Gold. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And look, we got a special deal for our listeners too, okay? Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code SQUAD. That's right, promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring our podcast. Look, I love Cash App. It is the number one way I like to send, receive cash, send money to my friends, family, and people I'm even working with. If Cash App could add the perfect discount card for me, let me tell you something. It'll be a card that I can just swipe through at restaurants all the time, all right? Because I love getting discounts on food. Also, if your debit card is boring, Cash App lets you draw on your Cash App card with a personalized feature for Cash App, all right? For me personally, if I had to customize my card, Goku doing a Kamehameha on the front. That's going to be fire. But check this out. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to get paid, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with a Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrowing limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at signup and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners, prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank. Member FDIC, Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow cash back offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Next topic of the day. This is a crazy one. 10 versus 1. You have to pick Cane Corsos or Kangaroos. So you get one non-lethal weapon to use. You can use a bat, crowbar, you use...
those are all lethal.
Or whatever you want, but it has to be a non-lethal weapon. So no axes, no guns, no chainsaws, anything like that. Just a blunt object. You have one of those, but it's either 10 cane corsos or 10 kangaroos.
And what's the blunt for?
No, weapon. You can have one blunt object, like a piece of wood, a baseball bat.
Yeah,
big ass stick.
This nigga is out of control.
That's so Dion.
I got it. He said, "What's the blunt for?"
I got it.
You knew that's not what he said. Gotcha. No,
I got you. Out of control. He wanted that one.
I was hoping somebody else said it first. What is a cane corso? Is that a dog?
It's a big, aggressive dog.
Look it up. Cane corso.
Those are ones about the size of a horse, ain't it? No, that's a bull. That's a mastiff.
It's right under that.
So why did you get? So you are we asking which one we want to fight or which object?
Yeah,
you
which
have?
Team? Oh. Which team?
Which team would you rather face?
Ten dogs will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Either way,
I think it's obvious.
I can't get that low. That's a lot of staying like.
Yeah,
at least with a kangaroo, you can kind of, you know.
Here's the thing. The cane corsos for me. First of all, you ain't got to get low, Deion. Them motherfuckers can get up to 4 feet regular standing, and if they get on their hind legs, nigga, they taller than you.
But that bite.
I know.
That's why I would go kangaroos.
I feel like kangaroos ain't mad fast. The dogs will be moving all around.
They're going to work together.
I can maybe get one of those.
I can pick any object as long as it ain't dangerous, right? What if I just have like a pack of hot dogs?
Come on, man.
Then I can kangaroos here and the dogs.
Kangaroos don't eat hot dogs, man.
I know. Here and the dogs. I just throw the hot dogs out.
But what if the pack only had 6 in it? Can you fight 4 dogs?
Yeah. I already fed them, nigga. What else you got?
Kangaroo's gonna be like, yeah, nigga, we vegan with them hot dogs.
Right.
Nigga,
one
vegan, nigga.
Nigga, we vegan from a dog is horrendous.
No, I'll make it dark. I'll feed all them dogs some Snickers. You play with me.
They would eat you instead.
You know, dogs that eat chocolate. Hey.
Hold on. You have a bunch of squeaky toys? Hey, guys.
That's gonna get them more excited.
I got a bag full of tennis balls. Go get it, boy. Go get it.
Hey, have y'all ever seen like a nature documentary where wild dogs kill something? Y'all ever seen like wild dogs take something down? That shit is brutal,
man. Rip them apart.
Brutal. And they will get you quick.
Right. Hey, I watch on Instagram.
I've seen the kangaroos choke the dogs out though.
That's better. That's better than what a dog will do.
Not to death. It was more of a hold.
Yeah.
But here's
they don't have opposable thumbs. They can just kind of hold you like this.
Dogs attacking is gruesome, right? But like you expect that. You know what I'm saying? Kangaroos choking something out and looking at the owner. That's crazy as fuck.
Right.
I saw the video when the kangaroo was choking the dog out, and the two was like, "Let him go." And he just looking at the dude like, "What's going to do about it?"
And really, it may be like 13 kangaroos, because 3 of them could have like the little baby in the pouch, and 3 of them jump out. He's like, "Damn, it's all y'all niggas in here?
It's 20?
Little more.
I didn't think about that.
Here, I'm going to it's one video that's making this choice for me. I've seen kangaroos box before in cartoons, but then I saw that video where the dude steals off of the kangaroo, and right. The kangaroo like, yeah. Hold on, bro.
He didn't do nothing.
And he kind of second guessed, and I was like, oh, shit, man, give me that kangaroo, bro. I'll swing on this thing.
But I also I also read that what's most likely would happen to you is they can sit back on their tail and kick you, and they have claws, which would probably rip your stomach open.
That's a fact.
You'd probably get stabbed.
You shouldn't still be standing there once a nigga do this, though.
That's a charge up.
Yeah. Right. It's like the anime joint when they like,
yeah. That's that Super Saiyan. That the
I think we're fucked both ways, but I feel like kangaroos probably won't jump you like that.
It's one kangaroo. I'd be all right.
It's 10.
Cause,
right.
No, wait. You say 10 kangaroos versus one King Corso, right?
I thought it was 10 versus 10.
10 versus
10. We're the one.
You're the one.
Right. It's we are the one. It's 10v1 both ways. Yeah, man. You thought we were talking about one kangaroo versus 10 dogs this whole time? No, you're getting jumped by kangaroos.
Hey,
can I have four brass knuckles on my hand and feet? Can that be essentially one object? So I can just kind of do
that's
one
still
of these
a bad
feet.
Thing, okay. Still not a good choice.
What about your neck?
Yeah.
Right. You're not thinking about the reach of these kangaroos, bro, or the dogs. Like, you want something that's long.
Well, you're not because you're trying to show Rex arms.
Hey. What if
longer arms than you?
What if two of the kangaroos had like Down syndrome though? And you was like, nigga, come I know on, that man. Face.
You gonna attack him first?
That's crazy.
Come on, man. This is a community that respect the disabled, man. What are we doing here, brother?
I'll
be adorable.
We're not thinking about the thing that we get to bring with us. What if I just bring one of them dog suits? I'd be all right, man. Just
Nah, you got to bring a weapon. They didn't say armor. You can't just.
And
do
not
that.
Only that, they might not be able to get through, but you won't win doing that, and you can't fight them in that big ass suit.
I don't want to.
They'll kick you around. They'll kick you around like a.
It's gonna tickle.
A clown.
It's gonna tickle.
I think it basically said, "I want my item to be a house."
Hey, right?
Can I just lock the doors?
While you down there, one of them kangaroos gonna be freaky as hell too. Like, you thought you was just gonna fight? Huh? Lay down.
Damn, that changes my answers. Give me the dog.
I wanna. What if? Can I have a card that I can't get in? Because I've always won the battle against dogs as long as I climbed on top of the car.
Just pick a weapon, man.
The weapon is the
car.
BT trying to be.
Kane Corso will hop on that car.
I know, and I'm going to hop off.
BT, a conscientious objector, one of the niggas who go to war. Like, I'm not going to handle a weapon. I morally object to violence.
If I was in a war, I want only grenades. I don't really want to be over there like that.
So you trying to kill yourself?
I don't want no gun. I just want to.
I think my weapon would be one of them electrical powered staffs. Keep them away and shock them. I feel like kangaroos don't do good with electricity.
Dogs,
yeah, you just tell they be shocked too. When you hit kangaroos, they be like,
hey, yeah.
That, the agility of a dog and the bites is a problem.
Yeah.
I seen two King Corsos rip this homeless man apart.
What?
Not rip him apart. They were biting him.
And you ain't do nothing? You ain't help?
Stop. No, not in person. It was on Instagram, dude. And they'll talk to the cops.
But you was recording it.
No. And
you shared the video, right?
Busted. And then the person who was recording was like, they were like, cops, shoot the dog! Shoot the dog! And he's like, shoo! And the dog was just ripping these guys apart. And he finally was like, pow! And then somebody on the outside was like, no! Why'd you shoot the dog? I was like, oh, y'all cared about the dog versus the person.
That's crazy.
The cops was like trying to, yeah. I was like, this is how people care about the damn dogs more than the person.
Saying shoot.
Let me ask y'all this. Y'all outside. Chilling, and you see two Kane Corsos start attacking a person. Are you going to help that person?
Well, I can't because I didn't see it.
No.
That's crazy.
I definitely didn't see that.
I'm about to go triple flag. I'm about to get I'm about to get crazy views for this.
Just like
this
you did with insane. That homeless dude.
Oh man, these niggas ain't shit, bro.
This is my Patreon right here.
Hey man, y'all saying stay and mind my business, bro. I'm just trying to mind my business.
Yeah, I'm definitely not helping.
What would you you do?
Yeah, except be the next victim. right, because the dog would be like, hold on, nigga, we're gonna get to you afterwards. So we just get down with him. You next.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
If I was Iron Man, I wouldn't do it.
That's just irresponsible. You should never fight crime.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Does not need you.
What if the person getting attacked was like a fan of y'all? He'd be like, Pat,
that sucks.
Senor all death, please help.
Then you should know. You should know my strength. Then
I'm a part of the curly.
Like, oh my god! Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
If you're a fan, then you should know I can't do this. You should know I can't help you.
I want to help you, but I can't. I'm a vegan.
What the fuck, man?
Y'all check Pat's PO box, fans. Y'all can send him a bunch of vegetables and stuff, man.
Blow up the comment section with a bunch of fruit and vegetables for Pat.
I got attacked by a homeless dude's dog, and it was way smaller than these things. Cane Corso, it was like a little nice dog. He fucked my foot up.
Dang. Yeah.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with? We're going with the 10 Cane Corsos or 10 kangaroos?
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of, I had Dunkaroos last week.
Fire.
Mad random. I had some Dunkaroos last week.
Fire.
That's it. made me smile.
Those are really good.
Little nostalgic. Really okay, taking it back.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump into this last topic right after this.
If you want to know what's really worth your time when it comes to losing weight, skip the guesswork and get weight loss by Hims. Hims offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications that now includes the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen, plus lifestyle tips to support you along the way. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP pill, so there are no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyles and nutrition support, like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage change as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/squad to get personalized, affordable plan that gets you. All right, that's Hims, HIMS.com/squad, SQUADD, Hims.com/squad.
Now, this one's kind of crazy. I'm going to give you stipulations and the guidelines afterwards. Here we go. Clothes shopping at Goodwill versus grocery shopping at gas stations. And this is forever. So if you pick the clothes shopping, you got to get rid of all the current clothes that you have. Damn. And rebuild your entire clothing collection from Goodwill. And you could only go shopping at gas stations. Now, it could be a Buc-ee's, it could be a 7-Eleven, it could be an Arco, it could be Shell, but only at gas stations / convenience stores.
That's not in California. That don't count.
Yeah.
We don't have good gas stations out here.
Yeah, so we don't got to ask the vegan. We know what he picking. So that's that.
Shit. Actually, he would probably have the most luck because I ain't going to have shit, but like fruits and not even vegetables, just fruits. This is gonna be apples and other than that,
the
like
gas packs
of noodles and frozen pizzas. You might get some
pretty good food
pizza
in the gas station, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of how much real food you could get out of a
gas station.
You basically are eliminating.
It depends on which one you go to, because in the Midwest and the South, you go to Quick Trip, you can get. They got a whole.
You go to Wawa.
Hey, Wawa. You could ball out at Bucky's though.
You could Bucky's and Wawa got it on lock.
Yeah, we ain't got none of that.
We ain't got yeah. none of that here though.
I was at Bucky's the other day. At Bucky's.
Hey, somebody said this, and this one of them jokes, you like, yo, that's so funny. You know how Bucky's got like 100-something pumps? Dude said, you know how crazy it sounds to be like, yo, let me get 20 on pump 88?
Right? I don't think I've even been to a gas station that went above 10.
Yeah. Oh, you never been to a Bucky's before?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my goodness.
I just hear about it.
Yeah. Right.
Bro, people go to Bucky's and be in there for like an hour and a half. Yeah.
You can go on a date. You can go on a date at Bucky's.
That's crazy.
Bro, they got waiters.
They
in
got
there.
Like when they do the barbecue, they got for different real? Stations for the barbecue. So you can get like the chicken sandwich, you can get the pork sandwich,
the brisket.
They got menus in there.
They got a full brisket, they got a full bakery. They got
they really have waiters? They got waiters for sure.
No, they just got people cutting up the
they
meat
got fresh, and fresh the cooks though. Sandwich. They got like cooks on the barbecue. Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
Yeah. And they can't bottle service though.
Can't get the bring
bottles out to your
bottle service.
they cut off the brisket though at 4 a.m. Never forget.
You can definitely have a birthday there. Happy birthday. Hey.
At pump 200.
Right. The gas station experience is crazy because you just buy potato chips and you hear pump number 2, your shower is ready, and you just see a nigga walk in taking a bath.
That's real. Like, for real? That is real.
Yeah.
He is not lying about that.
Yeah,
the shower is ready.
Truckers be taking showers at the joint, and you just see a nigga walk in with flip flops on, and you like, boy.
Yeah. A Bucky's is about as big as like a Walgreens. Like they're huge. Yeah. Like two Walgreens put together, I would say.
Damn.
Yeah.
It could be a small Walmart.
I was about to say you could have just said a different establishment.
So they're not
it's like 19 Subways.
Like four
it's,
Macy's.
It's like 19 Subways and four Chick-fil-A's.
They could just say something bigger.
It's the size of a Planet Fitness. That's what it really is. It's, Fitness in there.
It's like 22 churches, though. You put the churches together.
You making us do math.
Yeah.
Like I was already on Walgreens. Plus, I did a commercial with them. I don't know if you got. Anyway,
he's doing brand placement.
In the most ridiculous spots.
Right. Not going to have your residuals, nigga.
Not for nothing. Right. You could get your clothes out of Bucky's, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's some shit.
And it's
that's
new.
Real. Yeah, for sure.
It's some fire Goodwills, too, though. Yeah. I like to go to the Goodwills in a kind of affluent neighborhood.
Yeah.
What about underwear?
I remember I did that when I was in St. Louis one time. I found like 3 Nautica suits. I just had to get a tailor, but them suits was like $30 a piece.
What about underwear though? You have to put on somebody else's drawers.
Yeah, I probably would go commando for the rest of my life at that point. Though.
It don't matter. You still touching matter. Somebody else's where somebody else's meat was.
Yeah, right.
The pants still had. Still had meat in it, bro.
I'm gonna have to wash everything in hot water.
But the proximity to balls with drawers and pants is different, though.
Yeah,
you know what
that's,
I mean?
Right. That's true. But right. Still, they could have been gone.
I'm not worried about
too.
My balls. It's the...
And why don't
y'all believe you wash?
Oh man, we don't care about the balls. Let's be honest, you guys.
Why don't y'all believe in washing machines? Y'all never wore nobody else's clothes.
Hey. I'm not washing nobody else's drawers.
BT said he don't care about his draws. Imagine nigga be like, I got an STD on my balls. My dick is good though. I'm good. I'm burning That's on my crazy. Balls. I'm good with the dick though.
That's crazy.
The dick is fresh.
I'm good with the dick though.
Also factor in socks too. You gotta put your feet in crusty socks.
Right. As soon as I heard it,
I can't do it.
As soon as I thought about the underwear.
Well, here's the thing. Now. I know we've all been to some Goodwills where they actually have new socks and new drawers
like
and those
donated.
Packages too.
Yeah, because they don't take people's underwear.
Yeah, I don't think they do. So that's crazy.
You could do that. You could do that.
That's a risk.
You know what would irritate me about the Goodwill thing is if I
the
know
underwear
that they have something, but this location didn't have it, I gotta keep going to Goodwills. Like I gotta keep. That's what's bothering me.
Yeah, but I got one. I got money. One Jordan ones. Hey, I'm trying to find the other one.
Hey,
y'all ain't got no socks. Yeah, y'all ain't got no socks.
If I ain't find no socks and no drawers, no dude, I'm gonna buy some stockings. I'd rather a coochie on my balls.
Damn.
You going to Goodwill, AD? Y'all price match at this Goodwill? Brother, it's $3.
So if I find something lower.
Price matching at a Goodwill is hilarious.
Right.
I don't think I can do that.
Topanga Canyon, they got it for $5. Why y'all got yours so expensive, man?
Wait. You just said groceries, right? So that's just when we need groceries. We could still go to restaurants and stuff.
No,
if you buy,
the wizard would have this. This is how you have to eat.
So this is just food, period, from a gas station.
Yeah,
damn. My only hesitation was could I make a healthy situation out of a gas station? I'm like, you could probably find some salad. You could definitely find.
Yeah, they got some salads.
I was like, and then it's like, well, then what I'm gonna do for my protein? It was like, I feel like I'd be all right.
Hot dogs, they got burgers at AM/PM.
Beef jerky.
Of course, hot dogs.
You know what sucks?
7-Eleven got wings and pizza.
Yeah, but that sucks, but it goes.
You can't tell nobody. You can't tell your friends and family.
I don't know. 7-Eleven.
You can never go out to eat with anybody. They can't.
Right. You can't tell your friends and family. You try to tell, hey, you want to go out to lunch with me? Like, where we going? You take me out.
AM PM. Like, oh, we stopped
over
gas?
Your house to watch the basketball game. You got 48 hot dogs lined up.
That's crazy. So,
you can't ball out for a girl.
But you can go. Some of the gas stations have fast food spots in them. So like when you on the Grapevine leaving LA. And they got the Taco Bell and the Burger King and stuff inside.
That's still a shitty day.
You found a silver lining, G.
Yeah, that's true. That's
still
true.
A shitty date. No, we've been talking about Bucky's and stuff.
Bucky's. Hey, I can.
Bucky's and Wawa is different. Bucky's and Wawa. You can go on a date to Wawa. That's acceptable. I feel like.
But you got to keep going, though.
Man, I'm like you haven't been to a Bucky's.
This is really fun.
My people work here, so I trust them with making my food. That's why I just have
the cooks at Wawa start snitching. Like, I hear you. I see this. You were a different one today.
Got that right there, my boy. Yeah. Here's a $20. You ain't see me, brother. Here we go. You ain't see me.
Put it on pump 80.
That's a lot of slushy.
Let's put it to a vote. Clothes shopping at a Goodwill versus grocery shopping at gas stations.
Groceries at the gas station. I love me some Bucky's.
I gotta go with Goodwill.
But you live in LA. They ain't no Bucky's out here though.
Right. So, that's the thing.
What you gonna do?
You actually gonna have regular gas station food.
I'm gonna move.
Fan said he gonna uproot his life.
Low key, I was gonna go Goodwill, but I was like, I might move too. I might have to move somewhere that's got a Bucky's, a Quick Trip, or something like that. I might.
Every time I go on the road, I'm gonna make sure I hit me a couple Bucky's. I didn't brought the brisket sandwiches to the house too.
Well, if you gonna move where it's the Bucky's, you might as well get you a banjo because that's exactly what you gonna do.
I can't give up food like that. Nah, I gotta just make Goodwill work.
Yeah. Nah. I can see that. Yeah, good.
You got to give up all your clothes.
I'll do a social media campaign like donate to Goodwill, get like a brand deal, donate new underwear to Goodwill.
They're gonna take all your bonnets away. You can't get a new bonnet, bro.
It's like the Goodwill has it on that one. We want to thank our special guests for coming through today. BT Kingsley, Mark Gregory, Deion Latch, shout out to OG Squad, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.